Welcome to TAX 1501. I'm Neo Tute, one of your lecturers. The purpose of this podcast is to provide you with information regarding the upcoming examination. It is by no means a scope or a hot tip session. Remember, your exam date is on the 13th of November. Make sure that all your work for the year that is relevant for the exam is covered, meaning you have to go to tutorial letter 101 and see exactly what's relevant for the exam and make sure you have covered all the work. At this stage, you should have covered all your tutorial letters, all your assignments and any activities, as well as your textbook information that you had to study for the year. Go through assignment 2 as a revision tool. Write it under exam conditions without looking at the solution. Mark it and then go to your notes, or rather make notes of where you make mistakes. Those mistakes, you need to make sure that you clear them before the exam, meaning you have to go back to your textbook and make sure you understand those principles. Also use assignment 3. Write it under exam conditions and go through the same process as you'd have gone for assignment 2. Make sure that all your mistakes that you make while attempting these questions at home are addressed before the exam. This is also very important because you learn to write within the allocated time and your hand also gets used to writing for that period, so that when you write the main exam, you don't get tired from writing and your brain can work for the full time of the examination. Also, the other thing, the DVD, as mentioned in the DVD, it's not a hot tip session. Use it as your revision tool. Make sure you familiarize yourself with the venue and the time of the exam. The last thing you need on the date of the exam is added stress to the stress that you already have for the exam. Get to the venue before time. Make sure that the route that you use to get to the venue is not congested at the time that you need to get to the venue. Therefore, make sure that you are all relaxed on the date of the exam. Also go through tutorial letter 101. There are schedules that are provided in tutorial letter 101 that you will need to use in the exam. Make sure you know which schedules are applicable for which sections. For example, when setting or when answering fringe benefit questions, know where to go for certain percentages. When calculating your normal tax, know which tables to use. Therefore, go through tutorial letter 101 and make sure you know the tables or the schedules that you're going to be provided with in the exam. From our side, we'd like you to wish all the best for the exam. You have come this far. Make sure that you just put in that last effort. Good luck.